Welcome to Come Follow Me, Mental Health Insights with Dr. David Morgan. Each week we'll review a concept from the Come Follow Me lesson and talk about applications to improve our mental and emotional health. Hi, welcome to episode 27 this week of season 2. This week we are studying Matthew chapter 28, Mark chapter 16, Luke chapter 24, and John chapters 20 and 21. And this is our last week of the study of the four Gospels of Jesus Christ. For me, I have really enjoyed taking a closer look at the Savior's mortal ministry. The reading assignments from this point on in the New Testament Come Follow Me will focus on the doctrines that Jesus has taught, but not so much on the day-to-day of his life. And I think that a regular study of the four Gospels in the New Testament is a great way to really come to know the character of Jesus Christ and to better understand him, and then therefore how to learn to become more like him. So I encourage you, as you continue your study of the New Testament and in future years as you're studying different books of Scripture, that every once in a while you incorporate some of the Gospels of the New Testament. This week's reading focuses on the resurrection and the events that happened between that unprecedented event and Jesus' ascension into heaven. Now, some had been privileged to see the resurrected Lord after he rose from the tomb, and they had started to testify of his return from death. However, the Apostle Thomas was not in that group. He had heard the testimony of the people, of his fellow apostles even, but he had not yet seen the Lord himself, and he doubted whether their account was true. And we don't know why. Maybe he was just really hoping that it was true, but didn't want to get his hopes up. Who knows? But we read in John chapter 20, starting in verse 24, "But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not there with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he, Thomas, said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the prints of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again his disciples were within, and Thomas was with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed." Now this account highlights the importance of faith. We need to learn how to move forward without having a sure knowledge of things. Otherwise, we're going to stay stuck for a really long time. Engaging in good or righteous behavior does not always have immediate good results, because Heavenly Father is trying to help us develop faith. If he rewarded us immediately for good choices or punished us immediately for bad choices, we would learn quickly, but we would not develop faith. President Henry B. Eyring has talked about the concept of delayed blessings, meaning that the Lord will definitely bless us for our obedience, but sometimes it takes a while. And President Eyring taught, "Delayed blessings will build your faith in God to work and wait for him. The scriptures aren't demeaning when they command, wait upon the Lord. That means both service and patience, and that will build your faith." Now, I often see this concept at work in mental and emotional improvement. When we're trying to change thoughts and behaviors that we've had for a very long time, it's going to take consistent and enduring effort. And if we stop prematurely, then we won't experience the results that we seek. Essentially, if we have to have faith that following true principles for mental and emotional change will eventually help us become happier and more peaceful. It's kind of like trying to lose weight. We know that having a healthy diet and doing appropriate amounts of exercise are a great way to shed pounds. But if you only eat healthy and exercise for one day and then stop, you're not likely to see any changes. Now, you could incorrectly assume that diet and exercise don't work to lose weight, but they do work. You just have to do them more consistently over time. We need to learn the value of doing things consistently, even when we don't see immediate results, and then having faith that doing these things will eventually bring the change that we are looking for. Now, another favorite scripture of mine in this reading block is found in John chapter 21. This is after the Savior's death and resurrection. The apostles have seen and borne witness of him. And it looks like at this point, they're trying to decide what to do from there. And Simon Peter kind of leads out. And in, like I said, John 21:3, he says, it says, Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night they caught nothing. And so it seems like Peter figured that his calling as an apostle was finished. He had spent 3 marvelous years following and learning from Jesus Christ, but now he was done and he was going to go back to his old career of fishing. And the chapter goes on to relate how then the Savior came and he met with them on the shores of the sea, and he kind of corrected Peter's thinking and reaffirmed that Peter's life had forever changed. He was not going to go back to be a fisherman, but that the rest of his life would be spent in teaching the gospel and bringing others to Christ. Now, there is a concept in this reading of identity and purpose that I'd like to focus on for just a moment. Emotional resilience improves as we develop a greater understanding of who we are and what we should be doing. Those are the twin concepts of identity and purpose. I have worked with thousands of people who seem to have almost no direction at all in life, and their situation doesn't seem to change. They either remain the same or they get worse year after year. If we don't have a sense of purpose and direction, then we are likely to have the same fate as those people I've worked with. And I believe that understanding our true identity is foundational to developing a sense of purpose. I think identity needs to come first. If we don't have a clear sense of who we are, then we're unlikely to have a good idea of where we need to go. People often ask me, well, how can I figure out what my identity is? One of my best suggestions to that is to consult your patriarchal blessing. Usually there's many things in there that kind of talk about who you are, maybe who you were before you came here, and there's a lot of information about purpose in your patriarchal blessings as well. In the most recent general conference, I think there were 2 talks that addressed the idea of patriarchal blessings. And I'm not sure that that was coincidental, because I think a lot of people nowadays are really struggling with this sense of who they are and what they're supposed to be doing. And patriarchal blessings can be helpful to that. Now, we've talked about the principles of identity and purpose before on this podcast, but they're very important to repeat, because understanding identity and purpose is critical to developing the emotional strength that we need to endure difficult trials. In my book, Enduring the Refiner's Fire, I taught the following. Developing an appreciation of our identity gets us pointed in the right direction. Understanding our purpose gets us moving. The combination of these 2 truths is a powerful tool to help us endure and grow from stressful situations. Now, Peter needed to gain a better understanding of his identity as an apostle and his purpose to preach the gospel to all the world. And he did eventually achieve this, and Peter became one of the greatest disciples of Jesus to have ever lived. And I think that's not, again, that's not coincidental that after he better understood his identity and purpose, that he was able to endure the difficulties that he faced and move forward despite trials. So if you are struggling with mental health or other emotional issues, I encourage you to study and look at the concepts of your own identity and your own purpose. And I believe that as you do this, you will find greater strength to endure trials in your life. Now, I always end my podcast episodes with an invitation to act, and just invite you to give prayerful consideration to which of these invitations would be good for you. Don't try to do all of them every week. I think that's overwhelming. And just pick the ones that kind of relate to your situation right now. So for this week's invitation, I'd like you to answer the following questions. How well do you understand your identity and purpose? What are some things that make you unique? What are some things that you are called to do in this life? And what can you do to better understand who you are and what your purpose is? I do have free worksheets that you can download to help you remember and implement the weekly invitations. If you'd like to get these, just sign up for my email newsletter, and you can find that link in the show notes. I also invite you to subscribe to the podcast so you can easily access new episodes each week. And please share this if you find it helpful. And there's written transcripts as well now, and you can find that link in the show notes. Thanks for listening, and until next time, this is Dr. David Morgan reminding you that change is possible, but change requires action, and to always keep moving forward. Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more, please visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.drdavidtmorgan.com.